Kaya Biz with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
Not only is money an element that we're all well aware of, right, when it comes to the world of work, but aside from enjoying your work, you need to be in a pleasant environment. And I guess the recent pandemic and what that we're currently in, working from home as a structure has certainly highlighted that what we need in South Africa are certainly healthy work environments that also allow and cultivate a culture of increased productivity for all staff, workers and employees. But what is the power of a healthy work environment, and do we take it for granted when it comes to our mental health care in South Africa? To help us understand this, how we can contribute to making our workspaces a lot more healthier, beyond just washing our hands, we're joined on the line by Lerato Modisa-Geng, Head of Digital Performance at Wavemaker South Africa. Lerato, such a pleasure to speak to you and welcome.
Hi, Gugu. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, Lerato, I'm excited for this conversation, Hank, because when I think of when I started in the workplace and you tell your parents that, oh, I'm frustrated, oh, it's not a healthy work environment, they just say to you, Sisi, uyosebenza laphaya. You're not there to make friends. You're not there to be friendly or with people. So get in there, put your head down and get the job done. But more and more, we're realizing that a healthy environment and workplace really does contribute not only to one's mental well-being, but even the level of productivity they have. Is this a narrative that's changing, given what we are former generations have actually experienced in South Africa?
Oh, no, definitely it is changing. I mean, I've been working in digital marketing for roughly close to a decade now, and I've been around the block for a number of years. I've worked for agencies where the work environment was not healthy at all. I have been micromanaged, and I've seen the harmful impact that it had on my emotional and my spiritual well-being and my mental health and my productivity levels, you know? Mm. And what I found specifically with the agency that I work for, which is Wavemaker South Africa, we're a global agency, the approach that the company has towards the importance of a healthy work environment and the output that the teams around us and the productivity levels and the deliverables that we need that help us meet clients' expectations, they surpass what we agree on simply because of the environment allows for us to be our best selves, you know?
Yeah. Definitely. And I'm glad you mentioned that, Lerato, because as you say, someone like yourself, you work in a very high-pressured environment. It's not only the technology that you need to align with, but it's clients, it's people, it's expectations, and the colleagues that you need to partner with to actually bring that on board. But I'm keen to understand what constitutes a healthy environment. I joked earlier and said it goes beyond washing hands, but that's just one aspect of it, right?
Yeah, no, it's definitely one aspect of it. Look, in accordance to my thinking and my experience and what I'm getting on a daily, we spend roughly 8-9 hours of our time in the workplace. And since the pandemic, obviously, majority of us are working remotely, but essentially you're spending most of your time at work and very limited time with your family, which is weekends. Yeah. So if you work for a company that has established a structure where they make you feel that you are a human being that works for a family-orientated environment where if you require support in every avenue of whether it be your personal life or within the workplace or you're facing challenges or you want to grow and surpass your own expectations or your own goals, that company supports you. That's a healthy work environment for me, you know? Mm-hmm. An environment where the support structure is so strong that, for example, I mean, I'll give you an example with my team. I have a all-hands-on-deck approach to assisting each other when maybe someone within the team is overflooded with work and they're running behind with meeting deadlines. We literally meet in a room and we discuss, okay, this is how this person is going to help with that and that person is going to help with that. Uh-huh. We help each other out, you know? We support each other.
Exactly. And that's quite important because it certainly means that everybody then has that buy-in. And then that's the interesting part, right? Because teamwork literally needs just that, making sure that all hands are on deck and everyone's actually willing to help each other out.
Exactly. Exactly. Nobody thinks. If, like you said, I work in a very fast-paced environment, marketing is insanely busy and it gets hectic. We constantly have deliverables that we have to meet left, right, and center, mm-hmm. and campaign on campaign, new business pitches. It gets crazy. But with this particular approach, what I found is it's work not only for myself when I need support and I can delegate to my team, but even within my team, if maybe I have somebody in my team who's facing personal challenges or maybe there's a loss in the family, there is that level of support structure, not only just on the workload alone, but the business itself also has systems in place to offer counseling and whatever additional support is needed, not only for them, but also their family members as well, to ensure that their well-being is taken care of. If you work for a company that cares so much about your well-being to that extent, you're bound to stay, because that work environment is built to ensure that you meet and you are your best self at all times.
Yeah, definitely. If you've just joined our conversation, where have you been? We've been hearing nuggets that have been shared by Lerato Modisakeng, who is the head of digital performance at Wavemaker South Africa, really reflecting on a wonderful opinion piece that she shared about the power of a healthy working environment. And Lerato's been reflecting on what constitutes a healthy working environment, certainly having a team that is committed to working together, where there's opportunities to redistribute resources, work amongst team members, and for everyone to make sure that they are able to access some of the wellness and well-being resources that might be made available, which really speaks to the kind of culture that we're trying to cultivate, where teamwork really runs on efficiency, and of course the resources in order to provide individuals with the support that they need are actually within and instilled within the culture of the company. If you have any thoughts or thoughts that you'd like to share, please do tweet them at Kaya on Air. We certainly want to hear your views. Lerato, I'm quite keen to hear, because as you say, you are a leader within the division that you serve as the head of digital performance. And that certainly means that as a leader, not only have you had to lead by example, but you've also had to cultivate a culture within your team of trust, of accountability, and people who are willing to pull through for each other without feeling as though they need to watch their back by being sabotaged or sabotaging other team members. All right. How have you done it, especially in a digital world where everyone's working remotely?
The marketing industry.
Yeah.
There's a lot of agencies where you walk around with a bulletproof vest, literally, because at any given point, somebody's going to throw you under the bus. Not because you under-delivered, but because they under-delivered and they, in turn, make you the person who's responsible for not delivering, you know? And I'm so totally against that approach, even that attitude alone, you know? One thing I love about Wavemaker is that we have a people-first approach. Our company culture centers around the well-being of our people, and that's why we cultivate so much, and we always reassess, how can we be better at ensuring that we maintain that level of support that our people need across all avenues, you know?
Yes.
From a personal perspective, how I manage my team is, I call it a catalyst of management approach.
Okay.
So I'm a human being. I'm not perfect. Nobody in my team is perfect. Yes, I've been doing this for a very long time, close to a decade, and my team is full of experts who've been doing this for quite some time as well. And we work across a variety of channels from a performance perspective, but we're not all experts in all the channels.
Mm-hmm.
So where I lack, somebody else in my team is strong, and vice versa. So when I say capitalist approach, I mean we all blatantly very honest with each other that, okay, this is not my strength, this is my weakness, and vice versa. And I do the same with them too. And in that way, we establish, okay, where I am weak, I have recognized within the team who that person is who is strong, who can fill that gap. And in turn, while we also acknowledge and actually see those gaps, we also find opportunities and ways within the team to actually upskill each other.
Yes.
So not only do we actually help each other and support each other, but we also educate each other so that we can get to that next level in terms of our own personal growth in our career and as well as our expertise.
Exactly. That is so important, as you say, because you're being honest, you're being upfront, and not claiming to be a know-it-all, quote-unquote.
Exactly.
As it would be said.
But and I also don't have the approach of I am the manager and that's dictatorship, you know?
Yes.
I am humanizing myself for my team, because people first, my team comes first, yes. However, as a person who is leading you, I too am coming with my strengths and my weaknesses to show you that I'm on the same level with you, and we can all work with each other to get to our next best level,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Very true. Lerato, you mentioned something so valid, and I think it really does speak and resonate to a lot of South Africans who have been going through this and work within competitive environments like the one that you're in. But you have the benefit of having a larger institution and company that has some of the support that's been provided, right? And someone might be listening today and thinking, okay, well, I think I'm getting this right with my team, but geez, the broader support structure just isn't there. What would your advice or suggestions or recommendations be to a peer of yours who might be working in a different sector where they're trying to adopt much of this culture and need to actually substantiate the benefit and the value to their employers?
Always be honest with yourself and your team.
Mm-hmm.
If you are honest, it opens a doorway for you to establish and build trust between yourself and your team members. Once you've done that, you can have the deeper conversations where you open up to your team and vice versa.
Yep.
That way you actually do a skills assessment in terms of where are you struggling, where do you need assistance, you know? Because each person in a team, when you're managing a team, not everybody's the same. Not everybody works the same. So as a leader, you also need to be able to recognize that if I am to brief in this particular campaign to X person in the team, I know that they churned is faster than the next person. They can deliver within 2 days, which is within the turnaround time.
Mm.
Whereas if I were to give it to the intern in the team, it would take them about 2 to 3 days, you know? So you need to understand the dynamics of how each person thinks, how each person works, and utilize that assessment to better plan and manage your team and have the honest conversations with the team so that they understand why is it that when you approach the seniors in the team, it's a little bit different to the juniors.
Yes.
Simply because of each one of them is different, each one of them requires guidance in a different way. And if you are honest with them and you establish that trust, it's easy for them to also want to give back to you and to the business, because their main thing will be, I need to deliver not only for myself, but because I'm part of I'm part of a team. This is bigger than me. So if I mess up, we're only as strong as our weakest link. So in turn, within the business, our entire team will have a negative reflection.
Mm.
And in turn, I will be letting my leader down, you know? So it's almost a domino effect, essentially, you know?
Definitely. It is a domino effect, as you say, and really it calls for one to be honest, to be open. And as you highlight, which is so important, is communication, for people to understand mm-hmm. the pros and the cons, that if I do it this way, this is what the potential outcome might be versus how I'm actually doing it currently, which is the favored outcome that we're all working towards because there's a shared benefit for everyone that's involved. Lerato, you've really left a few nuggets with us here this evening, and I want to leave it on an open end, perhaps for you to conclude with some of the remarks that you really want to hit home with us this evening. I'm even reflecting on the words that you wrote in your article about Ubuntu in the workplace and us moving away from being overly competitive in the workplace to the point where it jeopardizes our productivity and that of our colleagues. But your takeaway points that we should actually leave this conversation with tonight?
Humanize yourself as a leader. If you humanize yourself as a leader and you're honest with your team, it will build the trust, and the trust will in turn lead to higher deliverables from your team simply because they understand the domino effect of what their deliverables will, how their deliverables will impact your performance, their performance, and in turn the team's performance, and ultimately deliverables the client. Because if it's a well-oiled machine and these practices are put into place, then all the better the result at the end of the day. We end up having happy clients. And don't misconstrue the catalyst of management approach as you're a bit soft because you're a manager, uh-huh. you now want to humanize me. No, there is a big difference between being honest and human in the workplace and not teaching and showing and leading by example and showing your team what accountability is while you are still planting these seeds in the team to actually have that type of a work environment. Also, educate them on accountability. Allow them to be accountable for their mishaps where required, but also don't hold their hand all the time, you know. Lead by example, but also educate and upskill and allow them to make mistakes for themselves, because that's how they will grow and how they will end up being better in the long run for the business and for your team.
Definitely. Lerato, thank you so much for sharing much of these nuggets and insights that are so important and pertinent to the livelihoods and the productivity of many South Africans who are in the working class. So often it's said that we're lucky enough just to be employed in South Africa, but given the high unemployment rate, but our happiness shouldn't be held at ransom, even when it comes to
exactly.
that. Yeah, indeed. Lerato, thank you so much. Really appreciate the insight that you've shared with us this evening, and looking forward to more of your contributions to the show going forward in helping us cultivate a positive, happy, and healthy workplace going forward. Thank you so much, Lerato.
Thank you. school.
Take care. That's Lerato Modisakeng, who is the head of digital performance at Wavemaker South Africa, sharing beautiful insights and I think from a very refreshing perspective, right? It's one thing to hear from the CEOs and the people and talent management executives of big corporates, but when you hear it from the individuals who are instructed to lead teams, who have the responsibility to deliver on deadlines, how best we need to cultivate a healthy work environment, that's when it really hits home, because these are the individuals whose livelihoods are largely impacted by trying to be productive, but still trying to make sure that they live in a favorable environment, helping them develop professionally, but also in their personal lives. That's Lerato Modisakeng, head of digital performance at Wavemaker South Africa.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.